Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of Be Your Own Boss. As you know now, we do podcasts we do episodes in Hindi and in English, so multiple languages. The idea is to reach more audience, people who understand different languages, right? When it comes to languages, one universal language that is beyond all languages is the language of music. And musicians are really magicians who create magic with their music and transcend us beyond words, beyond language, into a different world altogether. Our guest this week is one such magician, one such musician, Mr. V.C. Abraham. Abraham, sir, is a music director, a music composer. He also teaches music. He is the founder of Falcon Arts Learning Center, an institute where he teaches children up to about, he plays about 14 different musical instruments. So we're meeting today a musical genius. So let's welcome him and let's get started.
Thank you.
Abraham, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sachin.
Thank you for taking our time. Thank you very much.
See, music, as we say, when I tell my students, no, music is a divine art. Music has evolved from where, you know, from devotion to God, from fear of God, devotion came. Then to devotion to God has created, evolved, music has evolved from that way. So music is always said to be a divine art. So I always tell the children, when those who come to learn, no, different instruments, those who come to learn piano or violin or keyboard or guitar or drums, whatever instrument that. So music has, and music transcends, so transcends, because, you know, it develops the children's memory. The children get focused, their patience develops, their personality develops. So music is a universal language, actually. Anybody, even animals, they say even animals enjoy music.
Absolutely. And they also produce.
And see, of course, the seven swaras actually from nature only. Yeah, the seven sa, sa, ri, ga, ma, pa, da, ni, sa, that is from four birds and three animals.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. The swara sa is coming from peacock. Uh-huh. Ri is from nandi, that means the bull, the cow, let's say. Ga is come from goat. And ma is from, they say, kraunja paksha, that is from a bird, actually.
Yeah.
And pa is from quail, you know, the panjamam, it's called panjamam.
Yeah.
Daivadam again is from the sound of the horse.
Okay.
And ni is nishadam, say. Nishadam is from the sound of the elephant.
Elephants.
So different, so it's sa, sharjam, ri, rishabam, ga, gandharam, ma, madhyamam, pa, panjamam, da, daivadam, ni, nishadam. So these are seven musical notes.
So, sir, let's start with your story from the beginning. I mean, as a child, you said like you were born in Kerala and then you moved to Mangalore.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you have aspirations back then as a child, as a musician, to become, you know, to get into the business of music? Did you think that you will become a music director?
Thank you. I never thought that I'll become a businessman like this. Because, but then, you know, I used to love, I have seen in the church, when we go to the church, I see they are playing the keyboard or organ at that time, or harmonium at that time, and the choir members used to sing. Then, of course, then afterwards, you know, I used to hear the radio. Then my friends used to play flute. So I also took the fancy of just trying a flute. Then holidays, you know, our duty is, you know, to look after this cattle in the forest. So we were friends together with the flute, used to go around and used to, so whatever songs that you listen in the radio, I used to play on the flute. And afterwards, you know, from the basics, I never learned systematically from anywhere. It was self-taught at that time.
Okay.
So whatever you hear from the radio, one song, Hindi song or Tamil song or Malayalam song, whatever that is coming, I used to pick up and play, try on the flute and used to play. Even the school, I used to play for competitions, these songs only. So later on, after my 10th standard, suddenly I had a good chance to go back, go to Mangalore. I joined St. Aloysius College, Mangalore for my PUC. So I did my PUC, my degree, my postgraduate, everything from Mangalore. my Western music also, my one father Albuquerque, he had a music institute like mine. So actually it helped me maybe to, at that time I thought maybe I can become a musician and I can start an institute of my own, because I loved music. At that time I started loving music more. So I started learning from him actually. He only started, Father Albuquerque. He is the one who started teaching me Western music.
Saw him as the...
He's an idol for me because he plays. I saw him playing accordion, I saw him playing violin, I saw him playing guitar, keyboards, and you know, other things. So many instruments he used to play. And he used to write notation even of our Indian song that is given. If you had a person, he used to write notes of that. And so if you had to become a musician, first you had to learn that song. You should find out you should find out the scale in which the song comes, or a raga in which that song comes. Once you get the scales, you find out the rhythm, in which rhythm the song comes. If you know these two things, then you should be able to write this song into this notation. Which, suppose you are a musician, if you see these notes, if you play that, so if the song comes, then you can start teaching. If you are able to write down the notation of a song, then you can start teaching. There's a lot of intricacies, no? Learn the scales of the song or the raga of the song. Find out the rhythm in which taal or which rhythm it comes. Then you try to write down the notation according to bars. You have to divide it into bars it comes. So then you can start teaching. So music has that kind of a problem. So for any kind of situation, you have got songs. For happy mood songs in Western music, the major scales are being played. For sad things, you have got minor scales. So in Indian music, we have got different ragas for each different occasions actually. For in the morning, there is a raga. Afternoon, there is a raga. For fire, there is a raga. For rain, there is a raga. Amardavashini is a raga for bringing in rain like that. So many things are there. Music has, it's like, so all our senior people, Dasar, all this, Yeshudasar, all, no? Very great musicians. All great musicians, music is like a big sea. You cannot just go into this actually. It's like, as much as you learn, you say more yet to be learned. Every day you need to practice. Is the only secret of learning music for anybody. Practice is the only secret. Anybody can pick up music, learn instruments, and of course any kind of a stress can be removed by playing musical instruments. I actually want to tell the officials, actually the government actually, to allow children learn instruments in the school, musical instruments. That will help them to get focused, to develop their patience, to develop the brain, the memory will easily, they will develop the memory very well if they learn instruments actually.
Is there a particular is learning music for everyone, or is it like a particular kind of people that are more inclined towards?
See, some people are very hardworking. Some people are extra talented. So talented people, anybody who likes music, those who work very well, practice, as I said, now practice is very important. Because if you practice very well, you can learn a song. Those people are talented, you know, they will pick up faster. But even then, even though they are talented, they need to practice. So natural talent is there one way. They can pick up a song and they can sing it maybe. Some people who got voice, they can sing. For example, S.B. Balasubramanian was a talented singer. He never learned music. So for 50 years, he had been singing. And for Janaki Mas, another South Indian playback singer, she has never learned music. When she went to, she was taken to a music teacher. She was asked to sing a song. Then that music teacher, Bhagavad, said, this girl doesn't need teaching. She never learned music from anybody, from teachers. So those people are naturally talented people, legends that way. So whatever they hear, you know, whatever is given, they are able to sing according to proper rhythm and pitch. Then of course the rhythm. They say tone, the scales, the tone is the music notes are the father, rhythm is the mother. Ragam, they say, ragam, of course, the notes that we say, the tones are, ragam is the father and talam is the mother. So, child is the music that it comes out. So, great musicians like Ilaiyaraaja and all, now they are very great musicians. And even A. Rahman was playing with Ilaiyaraaja in his recording studio and all. So, he writes notation on the spot. He composes music. And for that music, orchestration has to be done. He writes on the spot. Because he has learned music that way, all these notes will be written. So, the musicians We'll write down the notes of each one's part. Then they will practice 2-3 times. Then they immediately take that. That's the studio work that way. So I never thought I'll become a businessman like this. But then as I had done my college studies, my degree, postgraduate, I was not getting a job properly. When I wanted a job, I was given a job, I threw it away because of the love for music. When I wanted a job, I couldn't get it. So again, I started teaching music. Then I started one institute back in Kerala, Calicut also. Okay. Then after that, you know, after that, the venture in Calicut was not a failure. Neither was a very big success. So this is 20 years back, as you said, 20 years back. 20 years back, music was not that much, very much demand, was on a demand, you know. Some from college lecturers or teachers, they want their children to learn some music. They used to come to me that way, put the children to me. Then it was going on. But then I found that, you know, particularly, this is not a must, like not like other subjects, no. College studies, education is the first and foremost. So parents will think, let them study properly, then only music they can learn.
Music is an extra.
Yeah, extracurricular activity only. Yeah. So it's not a main thing.
So did that create like a struggle for you financially?
At that time, it was a real struggle for financially because not a very big success. It's not a big success. So I entrusted my institute to another friend of mine who is a musician. He was named one Miss Ajit. So I entrusted my institute to him. He was teaching. Okay. Then I came to Dubai.
And then once you came to Dubai, first of all, like how did the move to Dubai happen? Did you get a job here or you just
came to Dubai? My cousin brought me on a visa of his company. Okay. I was supposed to join his company, but then due to his family situations, you know, his younger brother had to join the company, so I couldn't join him. So again, I had brought my electric guitar and my violin with me as I came to Dubai for me to practice. Okay. I never thought of teaching in Dubai music. I wanted a job so that I can make some kind of an income and some savings so that for my family. But then when I came, for 3-4 months I struggled. I couldn't get a job. Then I thought, oh, very well, okay, anyway, I know a profession. I can teach some students. Then I started teaching. Then gradually I started teaching in 2 institutes.
Okay.
First I started in Kairali. Kairali Kalagendra, that was in Sattva.
Okay.
Presently it is run by one Asha Sharat. She's a film actress now. She was a dancer at that time. At that time, she was not an actress. After that, I started that in Sattva. Then she brought it all the way from Sattva. She brought it to Gisais.
Okay.
So I had arranged all the instruments. I gave her instructions how to proceed with the teachings and all. Afterwards, you know, I started my own.
So when you started your own institute, and this is an important part for the listeners who are who are in the music field, and let's say they want to start their own institute.
Yeah, yeah.
What was that process like? How did you start?
No, actually, it's a long process. And why? First, you need to get a sponsor. Then you used to get the place actually, and a residential, not residential, a commercial place, office you need. Mm-hmm. It should be spacious so that we can teach different instruments, different activities. You can have dance classes, you can have vocal classes, you can have let's say singing classes. Of different instruments. So many instruments are here. Mostly sought after instruments are piano, keyboard, guitar, violin, drums. Then only comes flute and tabla, etc. So main thing children like more guitar, keyboard, piano, violin and drums. So in order to have all this, you know, you need 2-3 rooms extra. So you should have a very good location, very good place. Then of course sponsor should be there. Then you have to take the license from the economic department. At that time, there was no KHD in Dubai. Knowledge and Human Development was not there.
But now KHD
is also. Now KHD approval also required. And of course, everywhere we have to pay that nominal fees we have to pay.
Yeah.
And of course, Dubai is a place where you can have better fees than in Sharjah.
Okay.
And the paying capacity of Dubai people is better than Sharjah. In the sense that I found, you know, they say maybe, I noticed that now I am in Sharjah, I was in Dubai. So, but business is going on very well. Suppose you have you can do a business. Suppose you get 50 to 60 students in a month. You can easily run the show. After this 60, it is a plus. It's a profit coming in. So every month we have to look into the end aspect of it. Then you have got the deva or seva aspect of it. Then, of course, other maintenance, etc. Every year we have to renew the license. those things can be looked after. Yeah, everything. So once you cover the number 100 students, you'll be in very good profit. We can make profits. We can make.
Yeah, and when you set up the this one, so at that time there must have been like you need a lot of capital.
Of course. Any instruments we need. I used to send the children for AMC, even now I'm sending the children for the Trinity College of Music London exams. Mm-hmm. All the big musicians, Mila Raja, Ramani, all have done this Trinity. I have done the Trinity exam. Mm-hmm. Trinity, that certification. Because of certification only, I'm allowed to teach in the school.
Okay.
So, one certificate that KSD approves is Trinity College of Music London exam. Other people, they've got degree. In India, they've got music degree. BA music, BA like that. Mm-hmm. So, Western Music, they approved London exam, Trinity College of London exam. So, I did that exam after coming here only. I taught myself and I did. So when we send that certification, we have to pay charge extra fees for that. So, we have to pay the fees for to the franchisee here in Dubai for the Trinity College of London, franchisee in Knowledge Village actually. So, that one aspect, Trinity exam, we need the pianos. Manual piano we need, that one, that is a manual piano. So, we have to do the piano exams on the manual piano. Then you have got digital piano for practice. And the keyboard style is another. Two styles are there. Class for Western classics, you have got to piano style. And for film music, church music, and other light song, we need the keyboard style. Of course, violin, guitar has three aspects. Modern guitar has one thing, then classic guitar is another one. In modern guitar, we have got lead guitar, rhythm guitar, and bass guitar. So, all these things can be taught separately.
Yeah.
So, for all these, you know, investment, of course, so for example, just now I have 9 keyboards and 2 pianos. All this investment only.
Yeah, yeah. And in your case, like, how did you manage to, because you were working, right, at that time,
with the money I saved after coming to Dubai, in 6 months, I brought my wife and my daughter. Back to Dubai, then I was living in Ajman first. So then I came to Sharjah, then I started. I was teaching in 2 institutes, I said, no. So with that money, I came back to Dubai again. I started an institute. So that in the beginning, only to buy the instruments, I had to spend nearly 45 to 50,000 dirhams.
This was all from your savings?
Yeah. So then, of course, Thompson Company, they helped me. I had been buying instruments from them for the students, no? So I had contacts with them. So what they do, they give us a time. 2 months time or 1 month time, if we need to give only the checks. So they give the instruments, you know, so we can have it on. So once you buy the instruments, every time we need not buy the instruments. So these instruments last, the keyboards, Yamaha keyboards, and the last for 10 to 15 years it lasts. And guitars also, violin and all, everything lasts long. Only you have to take care of them. So once you buy and invest the instruments, we need not invest again. That's one plus point of music institutes.
Yeah.
So investment in the beginning is enough.
After that,
in 1 year's time, we can cover up that expenses actually, that expenses.
And so how long did, so you set up an institute in Dubai, and how long did that business run?
To be frank, first institute which I started in Sunrise Building in Dubai, Damascus Street, Gisais.
Okay.
Somehow, in the beginning, as I said, no, so much of investment was required. So, the fund was not enough. So, at that time, as I said, I was not in contact with Thompson. I was fresh in Dubai, no? So, at that time, I had an initial struggle. Somehow, after 1 year, I had to close down that institute. Because somehow, maybe I don't know what is it because of the place or whatever it was, somehow it didn't click actually.
Okay, so you were not getting enough business?
I was not getting business. Okay. Students were, what happened was actually some students used to come, parents used to come, when they go back they used to get sick. Either parents or children will get sick. It went on for months like that. Is it because of Vastu or something? Somehow it was not good. No, but in that particular room, especially, I left it after I lost a lot of my things. Because I reached in a stage wherein I had no money even to buy bread for my daughter. I came down there. So I had to leave that institute. I had to close down. Then I had to relocate to my staying there. After 1 month of staying, I took classes in another flat actually. My friend's one, Miss Vinita is that, she is a yoga teacher next to my institute. So the next door was Vinita's flat, which was had a very long hall. So I arranged my 8 keyboards there. I taught for 2-3 months. With that fees, I had to go back home. I went back to India. My wife had taken a leave from the government. I had to make her rejoin the medical college. And after 3 months, after 2 months, I came back again.
Alone
I came back. My daughter was, I put my daughter in another nursery, the school there. After 1 month, I came back. I had no place to stay. 2 days, I slept in my car. Then, in the same building, I got another flat. That building has a speciality. Any flat could be changed into a commercial thing. At that time, the municipality had given that kind of information. So I got one flat, 4027. That's the number of the flat I have now. That I had to pay 16,000 dirhams extra for it in order to get that flat. He says, if you want this flat, I will leave it for you, but you have to give me this money.
Yeah, it was just a demand.
I said, demand. That was that. He made a business out of it. So I wanted, because all my instruments were in different flat rooms of the flats in that building, same building. So 10 or 15, so many things are music stands, notation stands are there, guitars are there, guitar stands, keyboards, pianos, everything. So in different flats, all my friends in that building, I kept them and I got to. So I wanted that without, so I started again from there. That prospered. That prospered, it reached very well actually. Later on, after, let's say, after 5 years, my wife had to rejoin the medical government service now. She was on leave. At that time, I was teaching in DPS Sharjah school, no? As a music teacher. There, my daughter was studying in the same school. So, 4 years I was in DPS Sharjah. So, after that, you know, when she was in seventh, of course, she had to go back, no, because of my wife's job. So, I had to resign from DPS. The salary was not great at that time. At that time, it was okay. Then, I wanted to have a better salary. So, I resigned from there. Then I joined JSS International School in Albert Shah.
So
that all happened, you know. In between, I had to go back. I had a hernia problem. I had to go for a surgery. Then after coming back, I had to go again to take back my wife and my daughter back to India. So at that time, a lot of money I had to spend. No, I could not, because of hernia surgery, I had to resign from JSS also. I resigned. From there only I did this album, JSS International, this one. Yeah, this school I did. The album, yeah, the stars I did. Yeah, yeah. This is I did when I was working JSS International School. That was in 2013.
You composed the music.
I write my own lyrics, I compose music, I teach the children. Okay, that's what. So in that my daughter also is singing there. This is Abhirami and Maya. My daughter is Maya. This is Abhirami, she's the main singer. Okay, that is the one I did. Then, of course, after that I came back. Then things took a little problem. So, I had a lot of traveling up and down. No? So much of money had to be spent. My wife had to go back. So, I had to resign from the school. So, at that time, slowly, after doing this album, another lady called, her name is, she was running one institute over here. I'll tell you her name actually. Yeah. She and her one relative, I think, one Ms. Raman, then she was interested in joining me as a partner. Her name is Shailaja, not yet. Her name is Shailaja. They came, they saw my work, my classes, they came to know about that I play different instruments. So at that time, due to little difficulty of financial problems, so I thought of, okay, if somebody joins me as a partner, we can work together and we can improve things. Then we started a branch also in Mohesna together. So there also I spent nearly 45,000 dirhams. Then instruments also all I bought. The instruments money I never counted. Then I was, so at that time, then it went on for 1 year. After 1 year, you know, she was managing the branch. All the money that was coming there, she was taking. And, you know, she did a foolish thing, you know. The accommodation, all the checks I had given. The rent checks and the accommodation rent check, everything. And she appointed one chartered accountant to look into the accounts of both institutes. And she said she is under big loss, so I had to pay money. She was looking after, both of us are invested equally in that instant. I was teaching in that place twice a week. I used to go and teach there, in the branch. She brought in some kind of an account and she everything, all the money she was collecting. And she, my checks in the bank for the rent and also the accommodation, everything flopped now because checks bounced. So because of that, you know, central bank closed my account. Because after when you know, 5 checks are bounced, no? Closed. Okay. Then all because they started coming together, all so many people, 8 or 9, 10 people together used to come and please tell me. So I had to give back the lost money. The banding. I am a very soft person. I don't know how to fight. I never fight with anybody. All those things. What happened afterwards? I said, if the institution is running at a loss, why should we run it? Let's close it, I said. She said, no, she won't. So they made some documents and she brought me a document. I said, okay, you take over both the institutions. I told her, you take both. Give me an amount. I told the PR also, one Selim from Trivandrum. My sponsor's name was one Ahmad. What is his name? I'll tell you his name afterwards, okay. Mr. Hamad was my sponsor. These people, I don't know, they made a document and presented it. I told her, you take the institute. I told her, I'll give the institute, but you give me an amount. 2 institute I'm giving over, isn't it?
Yeah.
When I give my 2 institute for her fully, they should, I supposed to?
Pay you.
Pay. And they made a document that I had taken 130,000 dirhams and I sold the thing to her.
So they made a document that,
yeah,
that they had given.
They brought me that document that I received all the facilities from the company. I had nothing to get more. That document I did not sign.
Okay.
Either they must have signed in my name, they have made a sign and give to the sponsor that I have signed. They can imitate my sign, no. Yeah. And the other document is even now it is with me.
Okay.
So this sponsor was my student. I taught him piano and I taught his sons guitars and his daughter I taught guitar. Even then he joined this lady. And you know, in one night I lost everything. My van, my 2 institutes. Everything I lost in one night. And they put a ban on me. They put the absconding on me. They didn't allow me to, because at that time I had 33 children, I had to do the exam. So my flat was next to the institute. This institute room was the next door. So I had taken a flat next to the door. So sometimes there is rush, I used to take the children to my flat also for drums and all. So in one night, can you imagine? One night I lost everything. They came, the sponsor along with this lady and other people came to the management, the building owners, the corporate society building. They came where they saw this document. This man presented in the court. There's a court order it is. It is sold to her. I said, who gave me 130,000 dirhams? Nobody gave me. But my voice was not heard. After that, you know, they gave absconding against me. Then I went to the labor. Then this PRO cheated me. I wanted to tell all the truth because I was the owner. This was done to me and they had not allowed me to reach there. All this, but this PRO misguided me. Said, if you say that, they will ask you to go to the court. So he frightened me that way. So I just kept quiet. Then they put labor ban for 1 year. Then afterwards, you know, these bounce checks were there with them now. So the sponsor again presented in the police. The police caught me. They put me in the jail.
Put in jail.
2 days of then afterwards they put a travel ban on me. All these things are done by these people. Ahmad Ghani, his name was Ahmad Ghani, my sponsor. And his PRO Selim from Trivandrum. And this lady from Kerala only. Shailaja noted. How much of money they have to give me?
Yeah.
My van was taken. I was paying the rent of the rent of the installments of the van, but they were using it. All my students in Gisais, my main office, no? Children, they will come out, they come on their own. There was no need of transportation. So, that is the story. Yeah. So,
how did you come out of that situation?
After that, that situation, I did not know that there was a ban. I traveled back. I wanted to come back and start my own institute, because even if the labor ban, we can start our business. Only thing, we could not get a labor visa, we won't get. So when I tried to open a visit visa, then only I found that his travel ban is there. So 1 year I was in India. Then 3 months, one of my friend wanted to start one institute in Kuwait. So I went to Kuwait. I helped him to start the institute. I taught for 3 months and I came back. Then my ban time was over. I came back. The only thing left was my suit was stolen away. In Gisais, so many of my drum set, lot of things were stolen. Only my car was left here, my Kia Sportage car. That was the only thing I had left. When I came back, I had only 100 dirhams in my pocket. So I came back here. Then this is a miraculous beginning, actually, this Falcon Arts Training Center. I had some kind of close friends, you know, some friends were there. But then one Mr. Kurian Samuel, he was my student and his wife also was my student. So when I, by chance, I just called him one day. So then here, when I came back, I was trying to teach in another institute. I tried, because all my instruments were with my nephew. My other music, all the instruments were with my nephew. So I tried to start again in the same place where I had my main office, no? So this lady lost everything. She closed, because she was not a music teacher. So she had to close down my main office in Gisais. So that room was empty when I came back. So I tried to take it back. Even I had given an advance, 5,000 dirhams I gave advance. But then they raised the rent from 45,000 to 75,000, which I couldn't manage. So I said, I won't be able to do it. And moreover, there was no guarantee that all the students will come back immediately.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to take that risk. So she lost that institute. She closed. She had to close that because she said, AB sir is sick. He won't come back. So no students came there. For 6 months, there were not even one student. After 6 months, 2 students came from that village, only two. So she was paying a rent of 77,000 at that time.
So she had to close it.
See, these people, they think, you know, I was so good. I was a very soft person. They thought of making money like that. They thought I had 99 students at that time in Gisais. And I was, per student, I was getting 300 dirhams per month. So I was doing it very well. So everything was lost in one day. So, and many students, their parents used to call me there when I was in India. They were done their exams and all, so many things, the certificates had to be collected. But that is another phase of my life. I came back and Mr. Kurian helped me a bit. He helped me to restart again. So I came and saw this place. Actually, I came to teach in another institute in this place. But that was only a dance center. There was no place to keep any kind of an instrument. I am not a dancer. I like dance, but then I am not a dance teacher. So then I found this place and the location also, I liked it. I asked what are the formalities. At that time, the rent was 50,000 here plus 55,000 deposit, 5,000 deposit, commission. All this I did. Of course, Kurian helped me. Then it went on. Then it started thriving. After 3-4 months, it took some time. Now we have more than 125, nearly 130 students I have now. And they are doing very well. By God's grace, all my students are happy. And even now I am telling the children for their exam. In the meantime, I was working with just now for the last 4 years, I was with Brighter Day School in DIP 1. For the last 4 years, I thought that till September end. So when I reached the school there, you know, the school just started only, 1 year only. There I wrote the school anthem. I composed music. The school anthem I wrote, the school, and then I composed music. The principal was very happy. And the children, even now, they are saying it is in the school diary, school anthem. Then of course I, even while doing this, I did the school National Day song, no? When the UAE National Day came, I composed, I wrote song for that. I presented that also in school also I did. Then Expo came, I wrote one Expo song. I write my own songs, I written songs on different. These three songs I did in this album. One is Welcoming the Children and Teachers to the New Academic Year. Mm-hmm. Other one is New Year song. Another one is Friendship song. Okay. So then Expo song I wrote. I come over, I spoke about all these things and even about Corona I mentioned in the Expo song.
Yeah.
And the success, as his dreams are very as high as the sky, everything I written. Now I written three songs about His Highness Sheikh Mohammed. I wrote one song is As the Jewel of UAE, the Boy with the Falcon, one another song. And the other one, Melodrama, I written that I have presented him, as the Eighth Wonder of the World. As I say, tribute to the most enterprising person in the world. I have mentioned about him laterally, His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum.
Wow, so this is the tribute to the most enterprising person in the world.
Take it out.
Oh, it's a book inside. Huh?
Yeah, it's in the yeah. See, the Jewel of UAE,
yeah.
The Boy with the Falcon,
the Eighth Wonder of the World.
Yeah, yeah. This is a big dream of mine because
yeah.
Even in, see, I, so many years, almost it's going to be 20 years since I come here. One year I lost now, in 2015 I lost because of that man.
Yeah.
See, even when I was going from Sharjah, I used to come to Avisai for my driving license to offer classes. At that time, there were no bus stands. To RTA, I had mentioned many times about the bus stand. Then I had gone to Calcutta, seeing the trams, no trams. And I mentioned to, went to, suggested to the RTA about the train connection, in the about the train, no, in all over UAE,
yeah.
About the over bridges, about the tram thing. Services and about the bus stops as and all. Everything has come here. They used to, they had given me thanks to in the RTA. Air conditioned bus stops have come in Dubai and metro has come and goods train also I mentioned for bringing instead of so many trucks coming in. No, if the goods train is there, no, I given suggestions like that. Then train also.
Keep
it on top, it will be there. So that is just now, that's the story in the sense, you know. See, I need to these people, I need to ask for my money, actually, to be frank. Mm. So I had gone to the court because of, there was MOU was one. My sponsor had, in a way, it was a kind of, I never thought he will go against me, you know. He was my student. Mm. And his children were my students. In the MOU, he had written, that in case if you don't renew the license for 2 months, he has a power to, as an agent, I was the owner. As an agent, he has the right to do any kind of, either sell it off or take it over like that. I had signed in that line, it seems. So when I went to the court, he presented that one and I lost the case. But actually the truth is that, you know, this one, that was the earlier one. But when I inculcated this lady into the license, there is another copy only. But these people can do anything like that. No? They just did that way. See, a person, what all things we can bear up? They are give me enough and more trouble. What all things can bear up in this world? I have experienced everything. Now, by God's grace, I had nearly 110, 115 students before Corona. I was coming out very well without anybody.
In this institution.
And Corona came up.
Yeah.
I paid the renewal money, the 6,000 dirhams to the management office here.
Okay.
And I gave 6 checks. Okay. On 5th of March. On 7th, I had to close it. So for 13 months, it remained closed. I survived because I had no staff on my visa.
Okay.
I am the only owner. And other people were, some freelancers were there.
So after COVID, how things picked up and
after COVID, what happened? Then these people, I told them because the rent was they had, we had together all three, all the, there was one dance institute was here, then another institute was here, then in the B block there was another yoga center. All of us together went to the management, giving a letter, see that the Kalisan, there was a news that, you know, this corona time, hard time, the rents will be waived off. They will either cancel the rent or something, they will, some kind of help they will do. But then afterwards, and there was news after March, April, May, June, July, August, September. After 8 months, there was no, from the government part, there was no news, no response like that. They did not say anything after that, no. Then they called us, you know, the government has not said anything, you have to pay. So again, issues. So I presented all the 6 checks to the police, they said. My 6 checks were in the police. Police called me, Abraham, Corona, no, come to the police station. From Sharjah. But I didn't go. I went and told them, okay, you know the situation, it remained closed for so many months, one year and 2 months almost, it is fully closed, no classes, no income, you know that. He said, you know, the owner, I said, I am vacating. Anyway, you are given the case, everything, you know. If I had gone to the case, I would have won the case, because from where, without income, how will you pay? But I could not go to the, because the pressure was so much that, you know how it happens, you know, when you don't. They said, we have no, these are all the management people, also, they are all the employees only. The owner will ask them to get the money.
Yeah.
So they pressured me. I said, okay. Anyway, I'll make the payment. Whatever that payment, I'll clear all the checks. Many of my parents helped me actually. They put, I said, this is the situation we have, this is the situation, I don't know how to reopen. To reopen, we need funds, we need funds. Some, many parents helped me. They used to send a 250 or little, small amount they put into my account. Then I had to take some loans from my close friends here and there. Then I paid back, then only one check was remaining. That was, 2 checks remaining, that was 16,000 dirhams. Then the owner, I gave the letter also. 2 months before, you had to give the letter that we had vacating. Then he called me, the owner of the building called me. What is this? 2 checks are remaining. I said, sir, you are given to the police. It is already with the police. Police called me. Anyway, I'll clear that check. I'm vacated. Then he said, what are you looking for? I said, if you reduce the rent, I'll continue. With the present rent, I cannot run the shop because first of all, you know, there's no business. He said, that's not my concern. My business is to give your facilities and to collect money. So your business is to, you run the show and you make money. If it is not running, it's not my mistake. I said, I do understand. It's not your mistake. If the whole world is suffering, whole world has suffered so much. People, so many people are, lakhs and lakhs of people are died. Still, you are no mercy. Anyway, I'll make this payment, I said. I'll make the payment. Then I said, if you make this payment in 15 days' time, I'll give you the office for 14 months for 40,000. So that help he did. 40,000 means, you know, it was 50,000. So 10,000 they reduced 40,000.
Plus 2 months.
For 2 months extra. With that, I survived. Then now I finished my liabilities.
So now that it's running, and
I got the Danube has joined me. His wife is a dance teacher, and Roshan has joined. He's a Western dance teacher. Then Sudarshan is their art teacher. Then all these faculties we have.
So you have a lot of staff now.
We are now doing very well. Things are moving the right way. So for anybody to start an institute, they should have a team actually.
Yeah.
Alone, because normally in my place there should be 5 teachers. I teach all the instruments actually. I teach piano, I teach keyboard, I teach guitar, violin, drums, tabla, flute, everything I teach. Even Western vocal I teach. So for this, there are people who does guitar and keyboard together. For violin is the most difficult instrument. It is a rare commodity, you know, because it's difficult to teach. The most difficult instrument is violin. They say violin is the king of instruments. But it's like a blank slate. Nothing is marked on the fingerboard. Guitar has this kind of frets are there, no?
Yeah.
Veena. Even Veena I used to teach. I know to play Veena also.
Oh.
My wife also used to play. My daughter also plays violin and piano and keyboard.
So for the audience who are watching now, the parents who are watching, children who would like to learn music from you, what's the how do they, can you tell us like how to reach here?
Yeah. See, in the beginning, few classes, children might feel something new they are teaching. I am teaching something, it's not like school subjects. It is something totally different, which is very good for the ear. If they can play, for simple example, see, just to make them play, Mary Had a Little Lamb. First, we will teach them with the right hand notes, C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C. Then that according to timing, they are to, 1, 2, 3, 4 counting they will play. After the story, left hand will teach the rhythm, the chords will be taught. After getting the chords, to change the chords one by one, after very, the one bar is, if it's the timing is 4 by 4, we say after 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, next bar you have to play. If they are able to play that song according to this bar, into proper rhythm, then you put the rhythm also in the keyboard. Then you put the chords we'll put. So with the accompaniment when they play, they'll start enjoying it. So for that, they need to concentrate a lot to know the name of the note, the time value, and the finger, which finger to which key, and the left hand chords.
How many months does it take for a child to get to a level where he starts enjoying it?
For guitar and keyboard and piano can be learned a little faster than violin. Drum is more, and some children like percussion instruments more. Accompaniment instruments, drums and tabla. Tabla takes a little more time, but the drums they can pick up faster. They start enjoying because it's both legs and hands will be used for. Yeah. And it has only 8 notes to cover. Whereas guitar, violin, piano, and record, lot of notes are there.
Yeah, yeah. For the parents to find this place, what's the, can you tell us like the location?
No, we just, social media we're using in one way, giving advertisement through the WhatsApp and Facebook and Instagram and all. Moreover, we are preparing brochures. And we try to distribute them. And of course, we keep a roll up down there.
So you have a social media like Instagram?
Yeah, it is there.
I think we can include the links of your account in the YouTube description and the show notes.
Yeah.
So that way then
people can... Yeah. And I got it, you can take a photo of the roll up down there. Okay. In front of roll up. Down also, we have kept a roll up at the reception.
Okay.
So for me to tell you how the business goes, if there is a full team, some people say they got, for example, some... People have got 2-3 institutes. So the same staff, they can use it for different, for every instrument or every faculty, we are giving 2 classes in a week. Some people give only 1 class a week. Franchise and all in a knowledge village, they are giving 1 class a week. So I am giving 2 classes in a week. So it depends, according to the area, about the capacity of the parents, paying capacity, all that, Some people are very happy. They come and they are... We are doing it very well that way.
Yeah.
Some parents are happy, children are very happy to come over.
Yeah.
And parents also like that their children are engaged. And especially just now, why parents most, and after Corona, one thing which I noticed actually, children are very much addicted to the phone. Because we had to give the phone for Zoom classes during Corona time.
Yeah.
So after the Corona, they are again into phone only because they are very much used to it.
Yeah.
So that's what I have a big dream actually. I don't know whether if I say that to do one film for children. Around 1,000 children I want actually. Some 20 teachers will take 50 children each, teach the different instruments, and the small children should perform for the elder ones. Elder ones should perform for the small one, and one military function wherein celebrities can come and join for the. I have written a family song. Family song I written and composed and kept for that final thing. So many songs.
You write music, you compose music. I think this is your journey has been. Like,
yeah, 20 years back I started my hymns. I started composing. No, I said, I Malayalam in my mother tongue. I compose. One father used to write hymns for me. I used to compose songs. Even I written songs for the children. Or children songs also I composed in Malayalam. It's still recorded and kept. Then. This song, this family song, all this album song, this New Year song, the National Day song, Expo song, everything I want to present in the film.
Yeah.
And children can present it, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say, that you can include all your compositions in the...
In the film, because the theme is addiction to the phone.
Yeah.
That is the theme of the movie. How children, some children get angry when they are not asked to, not to use the phone. They get angry, they get wild. They have no time to eat. They have no time to drink. They have no time to play, to know family. They don't talk. Everybody is with the phone sitting in one room. Other one is another room. Father and mother will be two different. Children will be the phone. They want messages from the friends, children. So even small children know, they say every time they are looking into this only. So there are some parents bring them because of that, you know, to avoid this so much of time on the phone, they are bringing the children, let them get engaged with some music. So some children may find it very difficult to get into the music because their mind is very much set for phones. They are not able to concentrate because music needs a lot of concentration. Lot of music. Unless you sit and work, you know, I am just telling you, I'll teach you this note. This is this C. How does it come? How will you, when I see you, I know you are Sachin. The same, when you see a note, you should know whether it's C or D or E and how many counts it has, in which finger you have to play and where you have to play. Guitar frets are there. So that children, in order to know that, they should have the patience to try that, no? So I make them play here. See that they, two, three lessons they do in a day, they go back and practice and come out to do it, they come back. Then I ask them to repeat the previous lesson, what they learned. Again, I ask them to give the new lessons. So, and in between what we do, along with the Western classics, and we give them other English songs or Hindi songs or other vernacular language songs we give. So that they can play and enjoy with the rhythm or the guitar.
So, I think this is brilliant. Like, for the parents who are watching this, if you want your children to get out of the addiction of phones, and if you want them to learn music and learn something productive in life, send them to Abraham Sir's class. And this is the Falcon Art Institute Falcon Art Learning Center, and this is in Sharjah. What's this place called?
Maybe Al Nada. Actually, it's a Falcon Arts Training Center.
Falcon Arts Training Center.
Yeah. Al Nada Sharjah.
Al Nada Sharjah.
Because the other side is Al Nada Dubai.
Yeah. This is the Sharjah side of Al Nada.
One thing I want to tell the parents, no, each and every child, even parent, I have even senior people learning violin, guitar and keyboard here with me. Even chartered accountants, doctors, engineers, many people, they come all the way from...
It's a stress relief, right?
No. Any kind of stress. See, I'm alive just now because of music only. But given my situation which I have gone through, the experience I had, I would have committed suicide much earlier. Because one night, you are losing everything. Flick of a second. And you know, you are punished for not a mistake of yours. People say, I am a very, very, very humble, very simple person. I don't fight with anybody. So, my plus and minus is my music. So, when I enter, I take my guitar and play something. When I want, or I play my violin, any instrument I can, flute, I have small things there. That is what I do. So, the people whom I have, many people whom I have helped them, they have cheated me. So, I never thought that, then afterwards what happened? When I came back, I went to meet these people. I went and met this lady's husband. He was going through this, both kidneys were gone. So, he was in Cochin Hospital. Kidney transplantation. I went and saw them. I said, you took away my entire savings you took away. But still, I thought, you are a friend of mine. You are going through this kind of a situation in your life and death situation. All the way I went from Calicut to Cochin to see him. The lady also I met. Then after that, I said, I'll be coming to see you. Then I went to my sponsor. He said, maybe I am very sorry for what all happened, he said, the sponsor. I am ready to sponsor you. Then because you are ready to sponsor me, but with what will I do anything? I have nothing in my hand. Without a penny in my hand, what can I do? You are taken up everything, away everything. So, he was a good person, but this lady and her people misguided him. So, they thought, she demanded the loss I had to pay because I am a partner. I said, you are running the show there. All the money what was coming there, you are taking. Then how come you asked me? Already, I have taught the class there. I was teaching in four months. I was teaching there. Even that money she took. Then she took over everything and they say that it is under laws. So that's the story. Anyway, God has his own ways now. So God has not forsaken me. I am really happy that God has brought me up to this level. Just now Mr. Danub has joined me. So, and his wife is there teaching dance classes, and Roshan, and so the full team is there. So the team is working together. We are growing that way. So anybody who wants to start a music institute should have this kind of teachers, sincere teachers you should have. Some people play very well, they won't be able to teach. See, teaching is another art actually. Playing an instrument is an art. But to teach a particular student, whether big or small, small children or big one, teaching also is an art. That needs a lot of patience. Teaching needs a lot of patience. And you know, once a child or person takes up to learn an instrument, it will help them to develop their memory. They will get more focused. They can remove their stress. The humanity they'll develop, they will become a better human person. And it always helps their brain. And you know, lifespan also will increase. Music has, it'll reduce the pressure of our health, you know, health wise, it will help you actually, music. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to meeting me.
So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that was V.C. Abraham, the founder of Falcon Arts Training Center. And you've been watching and listening to Be Your Own Boss.